Pleasure to introduce Representative Hunhoff. She joined us today. She's vice chair of the Rules Committee and a member of the Appropriators Committee and an outstanding legislator who likes to ask pointed questions, which we invited her to come over to this part of this process. So thank you for all your time in the legislature. We appreciate Representative. Thank you for joining us.
Did you want to ask somebody a pointed question? All right. Perfect. All right, so let's go to finalization, shall we?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, Chad Switzer, Wildlife Program Administrator with the Department. Before we get into finalizations, it was not officially listed on your agenda, but if you remember last month, we did bring to you a draft revision of the Pronghorn Management Plan. And if it's okay, Mr. Chair, I might just let Andy here just describe a little bit of what we got for public comments and any changes, if they were any, before we get to finalizations, or is that
appropriate? Do you think we have enough time for Andy to do that?
I'm
just teasing.
I'm not going to comment.
But I had an idea we'd get that reaction.
Yes, thank you for that introduction there. Well, good afternoon, Commission, Secretary Hepler, Andy Lindblom here, Senior Big Game Biologist. As you recall, since I'm going to be up here for 20 minutes, I'll start from the beginning. But we started this process, the revision process of the Pronghorn Plan back in 2017. We put a request for public comment on the old plan. In the fall of 2017, we got three comments. From then, we developed our planning team, about 20 game, fish, and park staff. And fast forward, about a year and a half plus, we completed the plan revision. The revision went out for public comment again. Here in May of 2019, we got seven comments back. There were some good comments that we considered when we put the finishing touches on the draft revised plan for the commission. So we gave that plan to you, the commission, last month, and so you've had about a month to review that. Since then, we've made a few minor editorial changes, mostly grammatical changes. We did have a couple staff from Region 2 come in with some last-minute unit objective changes. We made some minor modifications that I wanted to point out here. Dewey County, Corson, Stanley, and Walworth-Potter units, all of those were tweaked up a little bit. Overall, this gave us an increase statewide from the plan that you saw of 67,000 for a statewide objective. That was increased up to 69,000. So now here we are today, and unless there are any edits or requested changes by the commission or anything we need to discuss more, we're here today asking for formal adoption of the 2019 to 2029 statewide pronghorn management plan.
Thank you. Discussion, comments, motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Any discussion? Questions? No. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to thank Andy for being the team leader and his leadership on the revision, our big game staff, and a lot of the other staff that were involved with the planning process and those members of the public that provided feedback. I mean, that's good to. We always encourage and always appreciate those comments. So with that, we'll move on to finalization. So on page 12 of your commission booklet, we have the antelope hunting season. Just a reminder there, the duration of the proposal you have out there right now is for the 2019 and 20 hunting seasons. The proposed changes that you formally adopted last month, number one and two, Were just some slight modifications to the number of licenses and some tag types within those respective units between the West and East River seasons. Number three there was to modify Unit 36A, Hughes County, by removing Hyde County, so that would be a standalone unit. Number four was to establish Unit 38A to include Buffalo, Hand, and now Hyde County. Number five was to modify Unit 50A Millette County to include Todd County. So with that, as Andy indicated, you know, there were some slight modifications made to some of the population objectives, and after having some ample time to further evaluate our aerial survey results, just some minor modifications there to your proposal. So recommended changes, number one, I'm not going to read that word for word, but just some modifications there. Essentially, it equates to an additional 120 resident single tag licenses and an additional 32 non-resident single tag licenses. So that would be the only recommended change we have to your proposal here today.
Thank you. So we need a motion to amend the proposal.
Correct.
A motion to amend.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the amendment passes, or the proposal's amended. And we just need a motion to approve the proposal, finalize it.
I'll also make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? If no discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Turning to page 12D is the archery antelope hunting season. Again, a two-year recommendation. We don't have any modifications to your proposal, which included the modification of the geographic area that's open to the archery hunting season to reflect those units that are open for firearm hunting. Those would be open or respectively closed for the archery season. So with that, we don't have any recommended changes.
So we need a motion to approve 12B and C, or just B at the moment?
Just 12D.
D, did you say?
Yes.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Okay. Mr. Chair, on page 12F is just an administrative action sheet that reflects the number and types of licenses by hunting units. And within this spreadsheet are those adjustments that we mentioned, those slight increases to resident, non-residents. Those are built into this table here for you. So it would include those licenses. And then on 12H would be the five access permits that are valid for archery antelope hunting within that portion of the Black Hills described in rule. So with that, we would need formal action on this administrative action sheet.
12F and G and H?
Correct.
Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? They pass.
Okay, Mr. Chair, on page 13, the archery deer hunting season. Remember last month we brought forward a recommendation for your consideration to formally propose a change to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge and their archery season dates. They had a delayed opener there with their current season, I believe, starting the third weekend of October. I guess anyway, the change here is to align that with our regular archery start date that we have statewide to September 1. And with that, we have no recommended changes.
Commissioner Olson.
Would this be the only pocket left in the state that doesn't start on September 1 then, if we didn't change it?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Olson, I would have to probably go back and look at a few things to ensure I can accurately answer that question. If there are any out there, there would not be very many of those left, but I just can't think of any off the top of my head right now. Yeah, we would have a delayed opener in our park system, I believe, in our own state park system, but that would be a little bit different than I think what you're referencing here. I guess I'd have to review some documents and get back to you, Commissioner Olson.
Sure. I think several of us heard from one fellow who lives in that area, but I can't remember at the moment. Other public comment? Did we have much public comment on this?
I personally did not see any. No.
Yeah. Okay. Commissioner Olson.
And the reason I ask is if we're creating this to be uniform all the way across the board so that everyone is treated the same or whatever, then that's a different thing for me, and I think it's more easy to support as far as so that COs know, hey, this season opens September 1, and you're not supposed to be in here, and the public at the same juncture would have that same acknowledgement. But, you know, this gentleman spoke to me for a long time and knows that I also bow hunt, but he's like, you know, this is like one of the last bastions of like where it's true tradition. It never starts before pheasant season opener, and you got to walk miles back in there and you earn every one of them. He totally convinced me that if this is like one of those legacy type of little islands where people come from that area and that's their last like great hope is to wait until that to open it. I told him I'd support leaving it as it is. But if you're saying that this would make it a clean cut across the board, I'd have to think about it harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we're not aware of any sitting right here in front of you without having the regulation book in front of us or being able to dive into some.
How about we do this? Why don't we just put it off till the morning if you want to look, and then we'll come back.
We can do that. Yeah, we can check that out and report back to you. Absolutely.
Okay. Is that okay? Is that workable for you guys?
Yep, that'll work for us. Okay. We'll report back tomorrow morning.
All right, so then we go to 14, right? Restrict firearm use on GFP land by Ocoma.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Ohm, Wildlife Division Regional Supervisor stationed out of Chamberlain. I'm here today to talk to you about item number 14 in your packet. And I see I'm going to be in trouble with our new communications director. I have a typo right on our title page of the display there. So anyway, this... This proposal is looking to eliminate the use of centerfire rifles and muzzle loaders on the American Crow Creek public hunting area near Ocoma. This is south of Interstate 90, east of the Cooper School Road, and south of the Missouri or south to the Missouri River. In front of you, you should all have a packet of maps that I've put together to help kind of explain the whole issue here. The initial proposal is that first map there. You can see a variety of colors there, and that'll come into play here in a moment. But the goal of the initial petition was to include that whole area. This is where I need to beg forgiveness of you guys, and especially of our petitioner, when he came to me asking how to go about requesting this rule change. I gave him the rule to that I thought would be best to fit under that. Unfortunately, our authority for that rule comes from this law, which states, basically ties it to land that we own, manage, or lease. Going back to this map, it's very little of that land. The yellow is Corps of Engineers, the white is leased by the city of Chamberlain. So in the end, the rule that we have in front of us today would only include, it looks different on the overhead, but on your maps, it's the dark red. That is the only thing, only pieces of this land of, that this rule would affect. As you can see, it would be very difficult to try to enforce that, to try to sign anything or differentiate between those properties. And for that specific reason, with this rule, we would recommend denying this. However, because the intent was for the whole thing, we thought, if with your permission, we would take a moment to address that idea of restricting access to private ground or public ground as well. So I went ahead and put together a couple things here. In our strategic plan, one of our primary goals is to provide outdoor recreational opportunities and to enhance hunting and trapping opportunities. Most of the time we're looking to do that by increasing people's chances to get out, by increasing the opportunity they have to enjoy our public lands. This type of rule change would be counter to that. It would actually decrease the chance that somebody had to use that public land. Not saying that that's not appropriate in some situations, but I did want to put together a few ideas of what that would look like. These are just examples of other areas that this could impact if we went down this particular road. And this is just within Region 2 after about 30 seconds of thinking about my particular area and what I see. You can see this is Reese Bottom. This is the same hunting unit as where this proposal is. We have two houses here within, one's within probably 75 yards of the boundary. The other one's about 200 yards of the boundary. Here we have a house right along the boundary, right across the road from this. This is just north of where the proposal is. This is just across the river from the proposal. According to the map, this house is actually within the game protection area, but you can see the boundary is shifted a little bit. It is actually right on the boundary of it. Then we move downriver a little ways. This is White Swan. There's houses all the way around this bay. To implement a rule like this in a situation like this would shut off that entire area to use of center fire rifles or muzzle loaders. And then I also included one that you guys saw a couple months ago, the Okobojo game production area. This was also brought as a petition, which was denied at the time because we did not want to restrict access to these areas. So in the end, I mean, these rules, probably not really applicable under the chapter that we have it listed in, just because of the way our authorities are written. Wanted to address kind of the philosophy behind it as well. So I guess with that, I don't want to belabor the point, but I would like to be available for any questions. Tony's here to help answer anything as well.
Any questions? Commissioner Olson.
Are the majority of the access points controlled by us, though, like for public access, like where they would park to gain access to both core land, the city lease land, and our land? Are they controlled by us?
On this particular proposal?
Yes.
Access points are pretty limited because it is such a small area. The main access point is going to be within a piece of park and rec ground, the Dude Ranch area. Otherwise, it's parking on a public road and walking in. But otherwise, yeah, it's our property.
Any other questions or comments? So your recommendation is that we reject, if that's the right word, this finalization?
Correct.
Okay. So, we need a motion.
Motion to reject.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? John? Commissioner Locken?
Commissioner Locken here. It's so close to the city limits, the town limits, put it that way. Don't they have any authority over this? I'm uncomfortable having center fire rifles there, and the person who brought this this petition was a hunt safe instructor. I think we got to take his word a little bit for it.
Chairman.
Yes.
Commissioner Locken, I did speak to the city. This is outside of city limits, so they would not have authority on setting the rule itself. However, they did not weigh in either way. They were staying neutral on it. They did tell me they've never received a complaint on it and knew of no outstanding issues with it. So,
any other comments, discussion? Not all in favor of the motion. Oh, Commissioner Olson.
Has the petitioner been made aware of the recommendation from the staff? And there's, will there be any follow-up?
He has been made aware that we have very limited authority to enforce this rule on the majority of what he wanted to do. His intent was to talk to the Corps of Engineers as well. I don't know if he has done that or not.
Any more discussion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank you.
So it would now be a good time to have a discussion about the trapping?
You would if it's...
Would you just...
Sorry with you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, would you just take the subject and go and then we'll follow?
Sure. So you might recall from the past time when we had petitions, citizen petitions up for consideration, that we always have to follow those up with an additional action on the part of the commission to